I made no blunder.
I say you did, and I'm going to report you to Captain Marshall. I'm not going to work with a greenhorn who don't know enough to check up a simple list. I'll report you, that's what I'll do, and we'll see how long you'll have a berth on this ship.
Angrily muttering to himself, the mate started for the captain's cabin, while poor Nat, much distressed over the trouble into which he had gotten, stood dejectedly in the purser's office.
"Well, what do you think, little buddies? I think Mr. Bumstead's faking it. I think he's lying about 10 boxes of something being lost to try to get Nat in trouble so Nat'll get fired and Mr. Bumstead's nephew can get the job."
"Don't let him worry you," said Mr. Dunn consolingly. "He's a surly fellow, and he's always interfering in my department."
"But the captain may discharge me," replied Nat. "Still, I'm sure those boxes came aboard. I counted them carefully, and I don't believe I'd be 10 out of the way."
"Of course not. Probably the mate stowed them in some other place, and he's forgotten all about it. They'll turn up."
"At the same time, I've got to be on the watch against him. I believe he or someone of his cronies pushed that bail on me. I don't suppose it would have killed me if it had fallen flat on me instead of only partly, but it looks as if he wanted to drive me off this ship. But I'll not go. I'll stay and see what comes of it." The freighter was on quite a long voyage this trip. After calling at the last port on Lake Michigan, it was to go through the Straits of Mackinac into Lake Huron. There, Mr. Weatherby told Nat, it would not be such easy navigation, as there were many islands for which a pilot had to watch day and night. Some were not indicated by lights, and only a knowledge of the lake would enable the steersman to guide a ship away from them after dark or during a fog.
"I don't suppose you feel much like taking a lesson in navigation?"
"Oh, I'm always ready for that," was the answer. "I'm all right now. My head stopped aching."
"Then come into the pilot house with me, and I'll explain a few more things to you. I think you have a natural talent for this sort of life, and I like to show to boys who appreciate it the different things there are to learn. For there are a good many of them, and it's going to take you a long time."
Nat had no false notions about learning to be a pilot. He knew it would take several years to be a capable one, but he determined to get a good groundwork or the higher branches of it, and so he listened carefully to all that Mr. Weatherby told him. He learned how to read the compass and how to give proper signals to the engineer. For a number of days, he spent several hours out of the 24 in the pilot house with Mr. Weatherby. He got an understanding of the charts of the lake, of the various signals used by other ships to indicate the course they were on, and he learned to know the meaning of the shore signal lights and the location of the lighthouses that marked the dangerous rocks and shoals.